winds of moral equivalence in the Middle East are persistent. As the war between terrorists in Gaza and the Israeli government escalates, the media resist the idea of picking sides. CNN contends there are valid positions on both sides of the divide. Ethan Bonner, the New York Times correspondent, contends the wall separating Gaza from Israel and Israel from the West Bank is the real impediment to peace. But is this true? Israel has been attacked unmercifully, with 1,500 rockets fired indiscriminately at Israeli population centers. These rockets have only one purpose, instill panic. Israel has responded in the way any nation under siege would. It has fired back forcefully at all of the launch sites in Gaza. This has led to collateral damage with about 400 Palestinians killed. What hasn't been emphasized is that Gazan rockets have been fired from mosques, hospitals, and schools. Human shields are the tactical defense for terrorism. On the Israeli side, people are protected from rockets. On the Gazan side, rockets are protected from people, as Prime Minister Netanyahu has pointed out. There isn't an obvious moral equivalence between the sides. Moreover, the Palestinian population rejoiced over the murder of three young Jewish students. The mother of one of the assailants said she admired her son's actions. When a group of Israeli youths retaliated by apprehending a Palestinian boy and burning him to death, the Israeli officials were appalled and quickly brought the murderers to justice. Is Jewish blood worth less than the blood of Palestinians? There isn't any world leader who can tolerate terror bombing on his people without a response. Prime Minister Netanyahu has been patient. When he speaks, he has noted that Jews, whatever their political persuasion, are united in battling the terror and are prepared to respond with whatever force is necessary to eliminate the threat. Children should not live their lives in the fear that the sound of sirens might mean the end of life. This is the life of an Israeli today. Some contend that there are more deaths on the Gazan side, reflecting the use of disproportionate Israeli action. Clearly, the loss of any innocent life is tragic. However, it's Hamas that has put its own people in jeopardy. The placement of its rockets reflects the barbarous view of Arab leadership. This is not a war to end war, since the beating heart of bitterness and hatred is everywhere present in the Middle East. However, the immediate threat of Hamas, that has 100,000 missiles in its arsenal, goes to the very survival of Israel. Gaza must be disarmed. If occupation is necessary, so be it. The pockets of arms throughout this strip of land must be discovered and destroyed. There isn't any alternative. Voltaire once contended that somewhere between contending views lies the truth. In the Middle East, this contention is fundamentally flawed. There is only one side that is right and one that is wrong. Unfortunately, the side that is wrong has gambled the fate of its own population on a saturation bombing strategy. Talleyrand argued, surtout pas trop de zèle, above all, not too much zeal. Alas, this is the Arab problem. Zealousness dictates policy. A desire to destroy Israel by any means is an overarching theme. Violence has been romanticized by Hamas leaders. Rational discourse, compromise, negotiation have not and will not work. The romance must be eviscerated, revealed as the horror and misguided view it represents. It starts in Gaza, but will not end there. Israel's enemies surround it. But if this nation under siege can remain strong on the military and emotional front, it will prosper. Determination is the antidote to enemy rockets overhead. Netanyahu understands that, and in the outpouring of public unity, the people of Israel understand it as well.